here's a story from The World.
North Korea is at it again, firing up one of its nuclear reactors and likely producing weapons-grade plutonium for nuclear weapons. That's according to a new report from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The agency says North Korea appeared to have stopped refining plutonium for years, notably during talks with former President Donald Trump. The IAEA says the fact that reactors are up and running again is deeply troubling. The World's correspondent in Southeast Asia, Patrick Nguyen, has been following the latest news from North Korea. What exactly is North Korea doing that is so troubling, Patrick?
Well, they could be either making more nuclear bombs, more nuclear warheads, or perhaps more powerful nuclear bombs. I mean, they have this pretty impressive nuclear reactor called Yongbyon, and nuclear experts are always spying on it with satellites. And the agency you mentioned, Marco, the IAEA, which is under the UN, they say they have evidence that North Korea started processing plutonium again starting last month. Of course, plutonium goes into making nuclear warheads. I think what's interesting is that when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was meeting with Donald Trump, he said, if you drop sanctions, I'll destroy this processing plant. I'll destroy Yongbyon. And we, of course, know how that went. The meetings fell apart. And so here we are again. The plant is back online.
Yeah. So what message does it send to the Biden administration?
Well, the Biden White House has been trying to get Pyongyang on the phone since the start of the year. And Team Kim Jong-un does not seem to want to talk, probably because Biden is not offering anything big that North Korea would want, like an end to the very extreme sanctions imposed by the U.S., which, by the way, are really hurting North Koreans right now. They're going through a food shortage. When it comes to nuclear weapons, Kim Jong-un's party has been pretty explicit about what it's doing. This isn't some big secret. They said earlier this year that we have been perfecting our nuclear weapons and we're trying to, quote, complete the development of a super large hydrogen bomb. That's a quote from the party. And a hydrogen bomb is 1,000 times more powerful than a standard nuclear bomb. So it looks like this weapons development will continue unless the U.S. or the U.N. gives North Korea what it wants.
Patrick, does this news of plutonium enrichment starting up again in North Korea, does it come along with any other provocative moves from North Korea or anything Kim might be hinting at?
Hinting at, perhaps. They haven't made any provocative moves yet. The next big move would be a nuclear weapons test, which we actually haven't seen since 2017. And those are very unsettling to South Korea and Japan. They also do tend to force the U.S. to pay attention. Biden may have to pay attention now. If North Korea just keeps producing nuclear warheads, that is a win for them because they do want to build their stockpile. But also, if Joe Biden ever does come around for talks, the weapons are bargaining chips. North Korea can offer to reduce that stockpile for some concessions. So it's perhaps not that shocking that they are firing up this reactor, even though they aren't admitting to it, because they've been pretty explicit about what they're doing.
So they're not admitting to it. I mean, given how hard it is to get reliable intel out of North Korea, how does the IAEA know what they know about the plutonium enrichment there?
Yeah, UN inspectors have not been able to get to this particular facility, which is sort of their centerpiece facility in North Korea since 2009, so more than 10 years. So what they have to do is spy on it with satellites, and they're mostly looking at, are trucks going in and out of the facility, and is the reactor discharging cooling water? That is their big evidence so far. It's been discharging cooling water since July, and that suggests that it is operational. I did look into this beyond just the report from the IAEA, and there is a more marginal opinion that perhaps the reactor is just undergoing routine maintenance, but this UN agency, which is pretty well respected, says no, they think that it's troubling.
We'll leave it there. The World's Patrick Nguyen. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.